We're sitting down with the owner of Swell Enterprise, Derek Schmidt. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good, good, good. So we are, like I said, here live at Tech Mountain, and you started a company that in some ways is a small business's small business in such a way as you help other small businesses get up to where they want to get to the next level. It seems like you're trying to fill a certain void for that isn't being helped on that certain level. You want to talk more about what you guys actually do?
Sure. So we built Swell because, you know, as a startup company back when I started my first company in 2011, we were looking for a solution like this that was affordable. And we had the Salesforces and the others, the HubSpots of the world, but we couldn't afford them at a startup, so that's when we decided to build our own. And in doing that, we've combined the core features out of all of these popular products that companies are already using, and we roll that into one centralized hub for small business owners so that they can have all that functionality in one place. And if they're already, you know, integrated with some of these other applications, they can just integrate that within hours to have that centralized database. Or they can just do away with those monthly or annual subscriptions and just use Swell and our modules in itself.
Yeah. Okay. And what was that initial business that you had? First?
Design Loud. It's a digital marketing and web development agency, and we started that in 2011.
Okay. All right.
Hey, hi, this is Rick Smith. It's great to be here. Thanks for sitting down to talk with us here at Tech Mountain. You've got a summary sheet of what Swell Enterprise does. That is one heck of a suite of services, from spreadsheets to voice commands. And yet you guys developed this yourselves.
Yes. We actually we spent 2.5 years building it, and we built it for our own use. Only later did we survey other small business owners and digital marketing agencies and found that it was a pretty common problem. So that's when we made the decision to form a separate entity and service this as a software as a service business.
Okay, so let's drill down on the problems that you're seeking to solve for your own company that has appealed to others. Boil it down for us. What can you do with Swell Enterprise to make your business better?
So currently, between my team and I, on any given workday, we would have about 5 to 7 different tabs open. One of them would be a document manager. One of them would be a CRM. You've got your marketing component. So we rolled all that into Swell Enterprise so that we could, one, improve our efficiency and hopefully improve our bottom line by being able to cancel those services. And again, if there were certain services that we were already ingrained with that we didn't want to cancel, we would just integrate them in. But it essentially gave us one place to manage the entire administrative, sales, and production side of the business.
Now, do you have intellectual property around this? Is this something with a lot of your own creativity in it from your team?
Yes.
So are you seeking to patent it, copyright it? What are you trying to do?
We are seeking to patent it, and then we've got a trademark on all the names, the entity names. And that's something that we've been working with our attorney for.
Okay. Did you ever think that it would lead to the possibility of a new company, of an IP protected technology, when you were just trying to figure out a way to do business better at your agency?
Not at all. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So when did the light go on? At what stage were you that you suddenly realized, hey, we're really on to something here, and we've got to go after this?
So once we built the MVP and we started actually using it in our agency, it was actually some of our team members that started to recommend that we try to sell this as a software as a service and get other customers in. And that's when we started our survey and our research and found, you know, what's the competitive landscape look like, who already tries to solve this problem, where do they fall short, where can we shine, and that's when we made that decision. So that was probably, to answer your question, probably towards winter of 2015.
Now, Derek, you've loved Tech Mountain. It seems as though you've liked Tech Mountain so much that you started two companies that are based and currently still based out of Tech Mountain. How's that help you? You not only start one that's been successful enough for you to be crazy enough to start a second.
Yeah, Tech Mountain has been really great for us. For the first year I was in here, I didn't fully take advantage of all the resources that Tech Mountain had to offer, such as being able to introduce me to investors or mentors and just helping me with the strategy and the planning of everything.
Yeah.
But once I tapped into that, I mean, it was phenomenal, the amount of support and help that I got from Tech Mountain. Now, the year prior to that, not to say that I didn't get any value from it, but what it allowed me to do at that stage of my business was continue to grow to the point where I didn't have to lock into a lease. And I knew how big my team was going to grow without taking on, you know, a rent or a mortgage payment for getting my own space. And we actually moved out of our own space to get into here.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
So you've taken a little bit of a different approach than some of the other people that we've talked to, in that you did not start here. This has been the second iteration of your business.
Correct. We were in business for about 4 or 5 years before moving in here.
Yeah.
We had our own space. We quickly outgrew it. And as we were, so we tried the virtual office route for a little bit, and that was all right. But, you know, being face-to-face is a lot more productive, in my opinion. So we were looking for a new space, and my operations manager at the time attended a party here, probably this one, and said,
one that
hey,
we have going on in the background right now.
Yeah, says, hey, you really got to come check this place out. I think you really like it. It's like Google, but, you know, Wilmington's own little Google. So we came, we did a tour, we met with the director and a few of the members, and it seemed like a very good match, and the rest is just kind of history.
Yeah. Now, your first company has about 12 employees, as you were telling us before we started recording. Your second one, it's still very small in that regard. Has it helped even some of your other employees as you're kind of continue to grow on your first company? Has being in this kind of collaborative space even helped them, being around all of these other businesses and so forth?
Yeah, certainly. So as of right now, it's kind of a one hand feeds the other relationship. Swell is able to remain a lean startup because we can leverage the marketing, development, and design from our digital agency, and vice
versa.
You're
feeding off both.
Exactly. And Design Loud is the first and biggest, well, one of the biggest customers of Swell. So we're paying for the membership ourselves. So we're in the software every single day. And every single day, as much as I hate it, you know, my team is finding ways to improve, you know, the functions or the features of the software. Say, hey, it'd be really cool if we could do this. So
yeah.
That's allowed us to really kind of leverage both sides.
Yeah, in a certain way, you're almost your own best and worst customer of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Great to meet you.
Yeah, Derek, thank you so much for sitting down with
us,
and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening, and hopefully we can continue the conversation.
Sure.
That sounds great. Perfect.